Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN. This is Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you tonight. It is February 21st, 2023. I hope everyone is having a good week. Missed last week, so I hope everyone is doing well. Good to be back and good to be amongst the people. Prayer and praise. So thank you, Jesus. Let's pray before we start tonight. So Father, we thank you, Lord, just dedicate this time to you, Lord. We thank you for your ministering spirit and power to be among us, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your, as your word says in Ephesians, your incomprehensible power, Father, to work among us. We thank you for it, Father God. We thank you, Lord, how you speak to us. Lord, how you meet with us, and Lord, even our hearts would be yielding and responding to you in ways Lord, that are perfecting us into your likeness. So thank you, Lord, we just trust you and we acknowledge you in all of our ways, Lord, and we thank you for leading our steps and leading our path in the way of your righteousness and the things that you've planned and purposed and ordained for our lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Let it be fruitful. Let it be for your glory and let it be abounding and generously and with abundance. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, I hope everyone is doing well. So I had a few things happen here that I want to talk about. So the Lord was showing me in his word last week in 2 Corinthians 9:8. You're familiar with this verse. Hold on, let me pull something up because there was a my husband's Bible. He has what's called a word wealth in there. And so anyways, he had the word wealth. It's a spirit-filled study Bible, I think it is. And so on different little captions, it's highlighted, and I'll say word wealth. And when the same word is used someplace else in Scripture, like this one was in Matthew, that's what I was looking up, then it corresponds there. So anyway, 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work." And the word wealth there was from the word abound, which was in Matthew 25:29. And that verse says, "For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away." That's the end of that verse. Okay, so that's talking about actually the talents. That's at the end of the verse of the parable of the talents. So, okay. Thank you, Lord. So it's talking about abundance. But let me read in the verse again, where it says, "So have abundance," said this, "to superabound, have an excess, great surplus, excel." The word shows the generosity of God's grace. So in God's grace, he has abundance that he gives to us, okay? Now, we each have been blessed with the gifts of his grace. The gifts are a portion or a part of his grace, right? So you are gifted with the grace of God, and he gives with abundance. And when we give, it is an exceeding surplus, and it's the generosity of God's grace, giving assurance to finish the definition, that faithful use of one's talents and gifts sets the stage for one's own advancement. So it's talking about even when we use, and I know many of you here that are faithful, that join us on PGN, not just on Tuesday, but during the, you know, any time on PGN. Our listeners who dial in, call in for ministry, listen in, dialing in, and then also those who listen online, whether live or at a later time, that you are faithful to use your gifts to be salt and to be light and to just administer and to step into the knowledge of your being faithful as a servant to give yourself over to the Lord in that moment, whether it's in the workplace, the marketplace, wherever it might be, you know, truly a place of ministry or gathering in the name of Jesus, a home group, small group, book study, whatever it might be, to minister, even a phone call to a friend or a neighbor, that you are ministering out of the generosity of God's grace in which he's given you, but you can be given the assurance that the faithful use, when you faithfully use your gift and how he's graced you, right, that it's setting the stage for advancement. So this doesn't necessarily, it could mean advancement for a couple of different things, okay, because it could be that advancing as you are abounding in the work. Not necessarily a bigger realm or whatever it might be, but just, you know, the normal, I think the normal reaction or view when someone says advancement, but it could be just the abounding. You're advancing even in your own gifts by abounding in the generosity of God's grace for you. And that's what's happening, is that you're growing and advancing in the gift and maturing and multiplying and increasing in those areas. So again, the verse that he showed me is 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. So, you know, we sometimes step out in faith to, you know, my main gift is not, my husband has a more natural gift of evangelism, but I am faithful to the Lord to be a light and to plant seeds. And God does amazing, he does amazing things with my faithfulness because his grace is there and it's abounding. And I'm sufficient when I rely on his grace and his sufficiency in those times. There is an abundance for the good work that's being brought forth. And this, my friends, is what's taking place. To have abundance is the generosity of God's grace. And then he directly took me to 1 Corinthians 15:57-58. It says, abounding in the work, not in vain, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Christ Jesus. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Isn't that interesting? Knowing that your labor is not in vain, it's in the Lord. So if you're doing that in the Lord, and it's definitely ministering in the gift and the grace that God has given you, in the, either whether in the moment or that he's bestowed upon you and you know that gift, just know that you are ministering and you are abounding, that you have, as you are abounding in that work, it is not in vain, and the Lord is giving to you generously as you give to him, right? And even as we impart unto others, right? So as we're seeing even this move of the younger generation, although we're still praying for Gen Z and Gen X, I think it is, and all those that are in college, and even those professors and instructors in the colleges as well, and all those surrounding that area, that serve in the college that they would be touched and ministered to by the Spirit as well. But there's to impart the word in Romans 1:11, you know, where Paul talks about, I long to see you that I am, might impart a gift unto you, lay hands on you, impart a gift unto you. That is to give generously. So out of the grace that we've been given and bestowed upon, let me just look that up to make sure I'm saying that correctly. This is God's nature, and we continue in it when we impart to others. So, 11, Romans 1, 11. For I long to see you that I might impart to you some spiritual gift so that you may be established. Verse 12, that is, that you may be encouraged together with you in the mutual faith, both of you and me. Okay, so thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. And I was talking and just sharing with John, it's interesting, on the way to church on Sunday, and I was talking about the power of God and how God has the power to direct us, even in the most simplest, mundane ways. And remember my incident talking about a while back, I think it was last August, how my hair dryer had went out, and the exact same thing that happened on the hair dryer happened on my little backup travel hair dryer as well, where the switch went out on it. The power switch went out on the hair dryer two times. And then there was an internet incident that we had in the neighborhood where they had to change the source feed that was coming into the internet, so I wasn't able to broadcast that night, and we went for a walk, and if those don't remember, and I found 35 cents, which is very unusual, and that whole incident there was the Lord prophetically ministering, showing that there was going to be a switch, a power switch in the sources, and the 35 was the direction of the path and the system and the sources. And I don't have it exactly in front of me right now, but just doing that on recall. So when we were, and then that whole thing came about afterwards with, later with the Queen and all that jazz. So anyways, this last time we were out of town celebrating, enjoying our time, and I was using the hair dryer that was there, and the hair dryer went out. Okay, I was almost done, and the hair dryer went out. And it just like clicked off, and it was, I mean, I set it down to do something else, and then it never came back on again. It just completely clicked. It wasn't too hot. Nothing strange happened. It just did not come back on. So then, anyways, the Lord was answering a prayer. That moved me to be in another place for him to actually answer a prayer that I had asked for. And to experience it, to be in that. So we were reminiscing about that on the way to church on Sunday. And I was talking about how the power, so that God has the power to place us where he wants to place us and to direct our steps and to direct our path, that he has that much power, even in the seemingly simplest things, he has the power to direct us. And he has way more power than we think that he does. And even praying over prayers and then asking the Lord to do exceedingly abundantly more than I could ask, think, or imagine, but at the same time leaving it open to the Lord. Lord, you know, and just to get a glimpse of what does the Lord view as exceedingly more than what I would ask. You know, and me experiencing his more, me experiencing something maybe I wouldn't ask for, right? So once it's displayed, I know I wouldn't have asked for that, and that I couldn't have imagined that that would even be possible. But knowing it was the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the power of God to direct me in that particular specifically moment to receive it from him. So he was talking about the power of God and the uniqueness of it and how we can ask him and leave it in his hands, okay? I left the imagination in his hands. and what he would imagine would be more and exceeding. That's good. So we can ask the Lord that, even for our families, for healings, whatever the promise might be, whatever it is that you're even asking the Lord, even if it's a desire of your heart, and asking the Lord, but trusting him as you're saying it, not necessarily that he has proved it to you, but that you're trusting him with it, even in the simplest prayer request. And if he so desires to do exceedingly and abundantly more. But here we just had read his grace, right? It's a surpassing grace that he's able to give to us and make known to us exceedingly, and having all sufficiency, that grace could abound to us in every good work. So there's a trust the grace that we walk in and that we're abounding in the faithfulness and generously giving unto the Lord. And so as we were talking about that on Sunday on the way to church, it just so happens that the pastor was mentioning and talking about, unbeknownst to me, the power of God, and they even brought up that specific verse about doing exceedingly and abundantly more. So it just brought such a great joy and smile to my heart and spirit to hear how God was reiterating my path, like keeping me on this track of my attention and my focus of where he would have me and where he's placed me, right? Because even in the place where I'm hearing the very same thing that I prayed and talked about, I know the Lord has me on track with where he's ministering to me and where he wants the exchange to happen. And, you know, even if it's an exchange in prayers, in time and season, whatever that might be, in preparation, whatever he has in store, let it be so, not only for me, but for you as well. And so you recognize, even as I share the testimony, you recognize in your lives where that's happened with you as well. And the Lord just, you know, shining his light and showing you that he is in the full circle or circumference of where he has you and how you're functioning. So then in church, there were a couple other things that happened. But actually, let me move on. I feel like I should move on from that particular note. So yesterday I was talking to someone, and she was sharing something in her own life in a very humble way, and truly just talking about herself and her struggle and how she wanted prayer. And so in that moment when she was talking, because sometimes the Lord does this, is brings people in our path that we can minister to because we've walked through some of those things, or something about it is familiar to us, either we grew up like that or whatever. But so what was familiar to me was it was something that my mom had similar types of anxiety, if you will. We'll just leave it at anxiety. And so, but as she was sharing and talking, the Holy Spirit wisdom just came upon me that I was able to minister her by the grace of God and his abounding grace for the work as I humbled myself and bestowed myself and leaned into his wisdom. So, but what the Holy Spirit did right before that was he, in my heart, he just hit me with this knowledge, this deep knowledge of repentance for when I misunderstood my mom, where I bumped up against maybe her anxiety and didn't see the deeper meaning behind it and how maybe she was feeling or how it was coming about for her. And I was grieved. I mean, I was really grieved. And I mean, and this was just a matter of minutes and still having to minister, but the Lord just like completely showed me an area in my heart and a certain depth that I didn't even know really existed, nor did I ask him, nor was I mean, maybe I asked him at some point, I don't know. But it was just this unlocking of this revelation where he deposited his spirit in such a deep way for me. And I was like feeling for my mom, even though my mom is not even living anymore, but just that sadness and that repentance of how I missed it and how it must have affected her when I missed it. And so the whole time, it's just a matter of minutes, and I'm ministering. And so I say to the Lord inwardly, because he's speaking to me inwardly, that I just repent. You know, that was a deep place. I'm recognizing it's a deep place that he showed me. And I repent of that. Like my heart, I'm grieved. I am grieved right along the Holy Spirit, how that grieved him, of my just not understanding fully. Anyways, and all of those things, maybe just trying to solve it. Again, just bumping up against her anxiety and not seeing deeper roots behind it. Anyway, so I think some of you probably know what I'm talking about. Maybe you can associate that in a different area. Well, then this morning, but I knew it was a deep place, and I didn't get to talk to John about it last night until this morning. But this morning I was reading an article about the Asbury University. And I'm from Intercessors for America, for those of you that get their emails. And they were talking about things to pray for, which totally on board with that, as this spreads out now. So the college is moving off campus and I guess it's spread to 18 other cities or areas. I don't know if they're specifically colleges, but 18 different areas that this has spread to. And maybe you guys talked about this last week. I don't know. I honestly couldn't listen. I didn't to any because of the Wi-Fi. But so in the article, they interviewed the president, and she said, the student body president. And she described, they said, how would you describe this revival or this, you know, what's happening with the Lord? And she said, it is intensely personal and deeply private. And then there's this act of worship, right? Where holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Like a deep reverence, and out of that, and a deep reverence to worship him this manner, and then also with their lives, right, as they continue, as he's doing this deep work. Well, when I read that, that's intensely personal and deeply private, that people are repenting and then worshiping. And as soon as I read that, I knew what happened to me the day before, where the Lord had showed me that incident with my mom. It was a deeply, intensely personal and deeply private moment of repentance, and how, but completely, in some ways, upheaving the soil of my heart, or if you will, of my mind, to be mindful and a deeper awareness towards people. And I don't know if part of that is even a preparation. There's certainly definitely a place of humility to walk in that particular humility. And then out of that reverence of worship and meeting, you know, I'm wondering, and out of that is a preparation of meeting with other people. If we bump up against their stuff, but it's surface stuff, and that there's a deeper place there that we can associate with in the repentance and understand the depth of repentance that people are being called to, so that we don't trample, you know, or get ahead of the Holy Spirit, but just allow, you know, allow ourselves that, you know, I'm seeing your little hands raised here, but even in thinking when Peter got out of the boat and Jesus had said when he was sinking, he immediately put out his hand to to pull him out of any quicksand, you know, the places where people quickly sink and quickly return to, that we stretch forth our hands immediately to them and pull them up and out, but in a place that we're able to see them and understand. And only the Holy Spirit can really do that. And I'm kind of still, as you probably can tell, processing this as even as I'm talking now and even a deeper well. But I feel like the intensely personal and deeply private place that the Lord is bringing us to repentance and a deeper healing and humility is, it is a reverence to and worship and solely belonging to him. But I also sense again that there's a, in that there's a preparation to how we will minister out of that. And so as I'm contemplating this and saying that, it, you know, it's likely that it will not be out of a work of the flesh because the work is so intensely personal and deeply. And so I thank God for that, and may he continue to do this work in myself and in you. And our nation, across the nation, and for those that are, just let his spirit drop, you know, like the dew of heaven just dropping as we're walking, talking, whatever it is we're doing, you know, just that deep. I already run with a vein of deep compassion anyway, so I feel like almost that, like, not filter, but like that faucet or that valve. It's like I almost feel like I'm not going to have any control of the valve. Like it's just going to be like God's just like opening it up, you know, and I'm not going to be able to close it. Like in the moment where I'd normally have maybe a filter, like this doesn't seem like the right time to cry, or this doesn't seem like the right time to just pour out, you know. It's like almost like God's just like slowly, you know, opening up the valve of who he's created us to be in that deeply personal place, because it is a form of worshiping him, and that he is going to be seen and known abundantly in his generosity of his grace flowing through us like a fire hydrant to other people. So it's incredible to me. It's, I would love to talk. I mean, at our church, we do have a lot of young people, and it's awesome to see them on fire for God and to witness and to evangelize and to pray and to bring their friends and to serve and to worship God. But I'd love to talk to, I'd love to talk and hear from someone, if you guys have firsthand testimony of someone of the college sharing intensely and personal, you know, this deeply private areas of repentance, you know, kind of like I just described. And hopefully that was enough to get a glimpse of the work of the Holy Spirit. And for me, I needed to read that to realize what was happening. So sometimes, you know, you probably had that happen plenty of times where you experience it first, and then either you learn in the word or you hear a testimony, and then you gain the understanding and the knowledge of what the Lord is doing. And so, and that just shows that it was God's, he initiated that. So it wasn't like we manufactured it and put it together, put the pieces together and made it look like his grace, but certainly it was, and that's what we all want. And I know many of you here are people who are yielding. You hear the Spirit, you're yielding and sincere and genuine in your faith. So praise God for that. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. God, we thank you for your power to lead us and to direct us. And I think the Lord even knew I needed some time off. I think he just although I didn't prepare it. It was a gift from my husband. I didn't even pick the week or the time or anything, location, nothing. It was just a gift from him, unbeknownst to me. And but I think I really needed the time. Now I'm on this side of it. I think I really just needed, I needed it. So I thank God for it. So let me just tell you, on Sunday, we take communion every week and into service. And normally you just grab a communion cup when you come in. Well, I did not do that. And they also have at the end of service, they will have someone pass the communion cups around. But what happened was at the end of service, we were praying and we were praying whatever. And then I picked my head up and that person that was walking around with the communion cup had already passed me. And I was like, oh, darn it. And John, I think, went to use the restroom. And so I was wondering if he was going to come back in time to take communion. I would ask him to grab one for me. But there's this gentleman in front of us, and he was the only one in that row, young man, I should say, a young man. And he went up to get a communion cup. And as he went up, I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, would you have that young man give me a communion cup? I really feel the unction that I'm supposed to take. I mean, I could go home and take communion because I have communion cups here, but I really feel like I'm supposed to take communion here with the body of Christ before I leave. Would you just, you know, prompt that young man to get me a communion cup? And I said, and if he doesn't, you know, that's okay. I will be content. I'm content either way, but I'm just asking you. So I wasn't like intently staring at him. I literally had so much peace in my heart. And so he came back and he got in his chair and he turned around facing the front like he was. And then all of a sudden he turned around again and he looked at me and he looked at my hands. I did not have a communion cup. And he offered his communion cup. He held it out like, do you want this? Do you need this or want this? And I smiled and I said, thank you. And I took the cup and I was just smiling, like grinning from ear to ear the whole time. He went back up to get another one, which we were sitting rather close anyways. He went up to the table to get another one, came back to his chair. And I said, excuse me, young man. And I told him, I said, I had prayed and asked, I told him what had happened because I didn't want him to leave after service without telling him that the Lord used him. I said, I was too embarrassed to ask you because I really was. I was too embarrassed to ask you, but I asked the Lord and the Lord used you to answer my prayer. And so that was kind of a cool testimony for him, but it was funny. Afterwards, after church service, I was telling John the story, and I said, I asked the Holy Spirit to ask this young man to get me a communion cup. And my husband said, now, how could he get you a communion cup when you didn't ask him, when you didn't let him know you needed a communion cup? That's the first thing that just came out of his mouth, like a very natural response, which is funny because I wouldn't have thought of that, but it was fun. And I said, I know, isn't that unusual? And then I finished telling him the story. And so I think the Lord used that to minister to him as well, that we can just ask the Lord and he provides for us. And so the other little thing, which is, this is so small, but it was in my heart. We were eating lunch afterwards and I was decided to have our burger for lunch, which I normally don't, but I did. And I was like, oh, I could use some more pickles for my hamburger. And literally, I said, you know, I wouldn't mind having some more pickles for my hamburger, but inwardly, like, and kind of to the Lord and to myself, and almost trying, like, you know, 5 more seconds, I would have. Anyways, my husband said, oh, do you want these pickles? Do you want these pickles off my tray? And I said, that's so funny that you offered them to me. I was just thinking about them. I mean, I wasn't looking at them or staring intently or cluing them in or anything. So I was just thinking about that. And then you offered them. And he said, yeah, you know, it's funny because I like pickles and I was going to eat them. He goes, but I just felt like I should offer them to you. I just love the Holy Spirit, and I love how when we minister with purity, which is really just yielding with humility, so saying yes to him, acknowledging what it is that he's bringing to our hearts, even if it's intense, intensely personal and deeply private, but saying yes to him. And then he fills that. He fills it with his abundance and his generosity of his great grace, and even filling our desires. So thank you, Father, because even as I share, Lord, this encourages my heart again that you know, that you know me deeply, Lord, and fellowship, Father God, with me intently, God, and personally, Lord, as you do every listener, God. I pray, Father God, for a place of increase for them to hear, God, that you would bless them, Lord, in those areas, God, and bless them to see what you're doing, Father. And I thank you, Lord, as you, you know, these little drops and dew from heaven, God, and drops of heaven, God, splash upon us and fall upon us, Father. Let it, let us just bear the testimony of it, God, so that you can increase, God, that you would rain down your righteousness and heal the land, Father, and heal your people, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for doing your work, God, and that you are generous in all that you bring and all that you do, Lord, that you are faithful. And forgive us, Lord, for not actually stewarding this land properly, God, with the things that you've given us, Lord, and have created and recreated and regenerated. God, Lord, forgive us for that in many ways, God, in humanity and the land itself, and production and mechanisms, God, and all sorts of things, God, even in the atmosphere, God, the things that need to be reconciled in the land and the water and the atmosphere and in humanity. Father, we ask, Lord, from your fountain, you would flow, that we might flourish again. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, thank you. That actually went a little bit longer than I expected, but thank you. Let's open up the phone lines to minister. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Our first caller is 281-731. Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Good evening, Evelyn from Texas.
Oh, good evening, Evelyn. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. Let me pray for you. I'm going to mute your phone line. There we go. We hear a little bit of background noise. But okay, so Father, we thank you for Evelyn, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your graces, Lord, to cover her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing like all these little post-it sticky notes, and they're God's graces. It's like each one is filled with the grace of God, his graces, like little sticky notes. And I don't know if they're testimonies. I don't know if they're promises, but it's God's graces. It's something to do with the graces of God, and these little sticky notes, and they're all over the place, like filling the three walls in front of you, or the three spaces in front of you as you're looking at it. So we thank you, Father God, just for filling your graces, God, in remembrance to Evelyn, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that she would make note of it, God, she would make note of your graces in her life, Father God, and that you bestow them upon her, God. We thank you for leaving them even in remembrance, Lord, as even, you know, just your affections towards her as well, Father God. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you even for the advancement of your grace, God, the increase and advancement of your grace. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for the sharing of your word, the sharing of your word and the grace that's upon the sharing of your word. Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. And also the testimony of grace, like the testimonies that his grace would be upon your words, your tongue, as you share testimonies as well, or you share of his grace in that testimony is advancing his grace, is increasing his grace as we share those things. Thank you, Lord, for just unlocking people's minds, Lord, with the word of knowledge that you have for them, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you for your impartation, God, and when we participate with your impartation, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And I pray, Evelyn, for you, the places that have been harder to walk in or struggle to walk in, that the Lord would lighten your load, lighten the way. So we thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, just for the endurance, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for lightening that load, lightening the load. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And I do pray that as the Lord lightens your load, because I see a path, and I'm not sure if it's you, but I'm assuming that it is. Walking on this on the path of places that have been difficult to walk, maybe, or harder to walk, that don't necessarily feel like that God's grace is in both feet, maybe just like in one foot but not both feet, type of thing. Endurance has been like to look at the road and to look at the path but the Lord, we ask that the Lord be the glory and the lifter of your head in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for that. I don't know if that's for you or if someone you're walking with. I'm not sure. So thank you, Lord. We thank you for that, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, I get up.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Deborah. Before I expound on what you just said, I really enjoyed your message, and God will do even the things that we think is little, you know, in our heart. We can just put in our heart, and somebody will do it, like the man brought you your communion cup. And then you wanted the pickles, mm-hmm. and your husband mentioned the pickles. God is just a good God. You know, when we walk close to him, he will do those things. He's just such an awesome God. And I thank you so much for praying about the load. You know, I have, you know, been actually carrying a heavy load. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God that he's lightening the load for me. And I've been on my knees. I've been praying, and I've been taking communion, and this is what I've been praying about. You know, it's some things that I went through, and I know God is doing it. You know, I know he is. You know, but I've just been praying and praying, and God is such a good God. And God has been opening so many doors. Even since you prayed for me, even with my ministry, I went to, it was a funeral at my church. My brother's ex-wife had passed away. And he did the funeral. I had no idea that he wanted me to help him with the funeral. So I did the open prayer, and I did the closing prayer and the invitation to Christ, you know. So I really thank God for him opening doors in my life, you know. And, you know, I think I told you before you went on vacation or whatever that they picked me to, you know, they asked me to teach the Sunday school lesson, and I had never did it before, and everybody said,
yeah,
it was so good. So,
yeah,
thank you
wonderful.
So much for your prayers. And God has been moving me so fast, you know. I say, Lord, I say, where am I going, you know? You know, show me, you know, he's been really moving me fast, you know. So, and I also am going to 2 churches, and I'm asking the Lord, should I continue to go to 2 churches? And or should I just narrow it down to 1? Because actually I'm kind of getting tired a little bit, so I was just praying to the Lord about that. And so I haven't gotten an answer. I stayed in the house all day yesterday and just meditated and what have you. And I said, well, maybe he want me to stay at both churches. I don't know, you know. So I'll stay until he give me a sign or whatever, you know, to leave.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. And I do have a prayer request. Ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's
I do
wonderful.
Have a prayer request for my cousin. He had a triple bypass, and he came out of surgery really good. And then my cousin texted me, and she said, pray. She said, every breath that he was taking, it seemed like it was going to be his last breath. You know, so I prayed and whatever. You know, and she texted me back, and she told me that he was doing much, much better, you know. So I'm just praying that this don't come back on him. I started praying against blood clots, you know, in the lungs and what have you.
Yeah. And what is your cousin's name?
His name is Arthur Christopher.
Arthur.
Uh-huh, Christopher.
Does he happen to live in South Carolina?
No, he don't. He live in Houston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was reading something today. Did I write it down? Where did I write it? Anyways, it was over. Oh, I know where I wrote it. It was regarding the motto of South Carolina, and anyways, the motto of South Carolina is while I breathe, I hope. That's what made me think about when you were talking about his breath, you know. So pray that. So, Father, we thank you for Arthur in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for every breath, God, that is preserved and sustaining in Arthur's life, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening that, God, for every breath, Lord, would be hope, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that he is believing in his healing, Father God, that you reside with him, Lord, that your light of life will be upon him, Father, in the name of Jesus, and the faith of God and the resurrection power, Lord. We ask for divine healing and divine health to come to Arthur's body in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would strengthen his breath, strengthen his lungs, strengthen his arteries and his heart, God, and everything, Father God, every bypass, let it be yours, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we come into agreement with Evelyn, Father God, that you would dissolve, Lord, any blood clot before it would even start, God, that you would dissolve that, Father. We thank you for his healing, Lord, for your loving kindness and generous, just generous heart for him, Father God, goodness over his life, Lord, and delivering him from any destruction. God, as Psalm 103 says, Father, we trust you, Lord, and Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would do a work that is exceedingly more than we could ask. And we thank you for your power.
Thank you.
That is displayed and released unto Arthur. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless
you.
I appreciate you too. Thank you so much. God bless
you. Ma'am. God bless you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oops, I was going to just open everybody's phone line at the same time. Everyone, let's just pray all up together. Okay, 323-572. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to? Good evening, caller 323-578. Thank you for joining PGN. This is Deborah. Who am I speaking to? So I think I might be on mute. So let me come back to caller 323. And when you're ready, caller 323, if I just missed you, you can text the program line, and then I will return and come back to you. You can text 214-505-8719. Okay, our next caller is 205-531. Good evening. This is Julia May.
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, fine.
Good. Julia May from Alabama. Good to have you. God bless you. I know, let me put you on mute while I pray for you. And so we start a little bit earlier, so it changes up the order sometimes of our callers. So God bless you guys for being here. So, Father, we thank you for Julia May, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, and we just lift her up and bring her before your altar, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I'm seeing a really beautiful, like, water. Like, I don't know if I want to call it a lagoon. I'm not even sure what a lagoon is. I'll look that up in a minute. But it is like the moon is shining off the water, and it's just incredibly beautiful. It's not like ominous in any way. It's just incredibly beautiful, even like the blue and the light, how it's reflecting. And it's just sustaining, I know, beautiful. It doesn't seem to capture the whole picture, but it is very like elegant in its beauty and capturing, again, the water with the reflection of the moon. So thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, just for lighting the way, Lord, and everything, you know, that is a conduit of the Spirit of God, you know, which is water carries sound and the light reflects on the water. So, and I see your feet, like you're in it ankle deep. So we thank you, Lord, for Julia May even being a conduit of your resources, God, of the purity of your water, God, and the washing of your word, Lord, and the reflection of your light, Father God, that she is plugged in. Like you are plugged in, and your feet are like a representation to being plugged into the power source and the conduit, being a conduit to the sources of God that he has and how he administers in Jesus' name. And so it's very cool to me anyways that like when the Lord speaks, because water is a conduit, right? So it travels the sound, but it also can be like very stealth and very strategic in how he's speaking. So the things of this, like the prince of this air is not detecting the sounds of the well, like the wellspring. I don't know if that's what it is. Man, wow. I don't even know. Wow. I didn't think about this before, but I'm wondering if even this revival isn't such a deep wellspring that the enemy, the prince of this air, cannot get a hold of it. And then we're just going to burst forth with the power of God all over the place. So thank you, Lord, for filling Julia May, God, and for her being a power source, Lord, to the things that you're doing, God. And we thank you, Lord. Let those dew of heaven and droplets, Father God, fill her, Lord. Speak to her, Father God, your language, Lord, that she can hear and understand clearly, Father God, and reflect just as brilliantly and as beautiful, God. Let her reflect as brilliantly and as beautiful, God, in Jesus' name. Okay, hold on. Okay, so it just says here, a lagoon as a stretch of salt water separated from the sea by a low sandbar or coral reef. So, so you are sustaining. I mean, the Lord is just, it's just sustaining in and of itself, but yet a part of the sea, you know, it belongs to the sea. It identifies with the sea, but yet you are sustaining in and of yourself because of your power source and connection to the Holy Spirit. So thank you, Lord, for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. So, praise God, how are you doing? You and
doing
your family?
Okay. We're doing fine. We just pray for my colleague and I. We lost a teacher this weekend. And so, you know, that affects the classroom and the children because, you know, we got to find somebody to replace him. And praying for his family. He got sick last week and he passed on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I have another friend. He used to be a member of my church. He's a minister. He just buried his wife on Saturday also, praying for Reverend Black also. And he lost his mother right before the pandemic, I think. Now he's lost his wife. He's a young man. So I'm thinking he's probably in his 40s, if I'm not mistaken. He should be.
Wow.
My sister. Mm-hmm. And he was the only child, so I don't know if his mother, if she had a brother, that's it, but not, because I was thinking about it. I said, Lord, and his, just, he didn't have any children, so I'm just thinking straight up in his family, you know, he has, I swear, his brother, sister in the church, you know, ministers and friends, because I said, that's deep, you know, when you're the only child, and you know, I already lost your mother, and I don't remember no uncle or auntie he had. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, okay. So Reverend Black and then the other teacher. What was that teacher's name?
Wilson. Alice Wilson.
Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Wilson. Mm-hmm.
Wilson. Okay, his family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sorry to hear that. Okay, let's pray for them. Father, we pray for the Wilson family, Father God, and Reverend Black, Lord, regarding their losses, Lord, and the grief, Lord, as they walk through these times, Lord, we pray, Father God, that you would ease their transition, Father God, that your comfort and your peace would be upon them, Lord, that you would instill and impart that upon them, Father God. We pray for unity in the family, Father. We just bind to the enemy for anything that would try to divide or misinterpret anything, Father, anyone's reaction or care, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just ministering as only you can, as being the God of all comfort, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you would even speak to them in their dreams. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the people who are Christians that know them, Lord, that they would take the opportunity to administer life, everlasting life, Lord, the word of God. Lord, let every seed that's planted flourish and bear fruit, Lord, and you bring forth increase in these family bloodlines, Lord, for the kingdom of God. And, Lord, again, just comfort them and send your balm from heaven upon their hearts and their minds for each family member, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we pray for the school as well as they look for another teacher and to fill that position. Lord, we ask that your grace would be abounding in that decision, Father, and that teacher would be well-suited and fitted and a blessing with the other teachers as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Amen. Well, praise God. What's going on in the state of Alabama? Anything interesting?
No, just crazy weather. Been to go up in the 81, 82, 85. Oh, my goodness. So they still look out because the storm is coming. Because, you know, it's so incredibly warm. So we just got some rainstorm last Thursday.
So is it that warm today? Was it in the 80s today?
No, it was in the about 70. But the next couple of days over there, it's going to pop up. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I said 80. I was, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, kind of warm today, but it's going to get a whole lot warmer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we've got to go dig up our flip-flops.
I used to tell my granddaughter, I said, winter warm and summer warm is not the same thing. That's when you get older, your little bones go say, hey, what, you remember when you used to do so-and-so? Yeah, because tomorrow will be 80, and then Thursday will be 81. And see, then it's going to drop back down to 65. It's just crazy. It is crazy.
Oh, wow. Well, that's funny. I forget you're right, though. I never heard that winter warm and summer warm aren't the same. That's funny. I never thought about that, but that is true.
Mm-hmm.
And so then right after that, you're supposed to get rain?
About 45%. On Thursday, but like I said, we got some rain, a good rain this morning and everything. You know, we had to hold off on some of that because it's flooding around here real, you know, bad because we get a lot of rain. So, you know, you have to be careful with that. A lot of air, you know, is kind of low. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, interesting. Well, I've never been to Alabama. Okay, well, God bless. What's your state motto? Do you know?
I forgot. That's bad.
No, that's okay. Let me see if I can Google it real quick. I don't know why I'm asking you by your state.
Let me see, what is it?
Okay, we I don't know the Latin term. Oh, very good, yes. Or we dare maintain our rights. Oh, yeah, we dare defend our rights, or we dare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. So praise God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord,
thank you.
For Alabama, Father God. May you be their defense. I'm seeing eagles on there. So we thank you, God. Let your eye be watchful, God. Watch they're going out and they're coming in the same, Lord, and defend, Father God, their Christian rights, God, their rights in your word, Father God, your righteousness, God, from your throne, God, is justice and righteousness there. And we thank you, Lord, that mercy and truth are before you. They go before you and that they stand, Father God. And we thank you for your watchful eye, God. Have the watchman. Have an eagle's eye over the state of Alabama, defending your rights, your righteousness, your justice, your mercy, and your truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. That's where it was at, right there. Okay, God bless you. Thank you for calling. It was good to talk with you and hear your voice again.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, we have caller 919-995. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Hello, caller 919-995.
Hello.
Good evening. Hi. This is Deborah.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to? Hi.
Hi, this is Cheryl.
Cheryl. From North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I recognized your voice after you said your name. Thank you so much for calling. God bless you. Let me unmute you and pray for you, and then I'll come back to you. So thanks. Lord, we thank you for Cheryl, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for her just lifting you up. God, lifting you up, Lord, and Lord, taking her to the high places, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, for lifting her up and taking her to the high places. And sometimes, you know, like we have to, an intercessor friend that I used to pray with would say, we climb the mountain of faith. And then when we get to the top of that mountain, the Lord sometimes asks us to jump off of it, you know, like that's the other part of faith. But I see him lifting, you know, like you're on the mountain, so you're being lifted up, but not in the literal sense. You're literally on the mountain, towards the top of the mountain. So we thank you, Father God, Lord, for the places of faith, Lord, that she steps and resides in, Lord. We thank you, Father God, Lord, that her foot is sure, Lord, that it would not slip, fall, or stumble, Lord, that you make her feet like hind's feet, Father God, to climb this mountain, God, and to access and to balance where you call her to in faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And that it's not even scary, you know, like a mountain lion, you know, they just make their way up there. They see it, okay, and they make their way up there, and they can have all 4 feet on one little, tiny little thing that looks like a quarter, you know. So, but they're not fearful or frightened or, you know, stammering. They just know their limits. They know the process. They know that they can have the ability to go to great heights, and that there's a position and a place for them. It's like their field. And so whatever field that the Lord is calling you to in faith, that you would be sure-footed in that, and that you would have hind feet in high places. So we thank you, Father God, for giving her even eyes to see that, Lord, the function of moving about and climbing in the mountain and on the field, again, on the field, so relating, paralleling the mountain to the field that the Lord has you to serve or work in, or however you minister, maybe a marketplace, whatever that is. And but also a place where you're going higher with the Lord and lifted up in that place. So we thank you, Lord, just for the great fellowship. And thank you, Lord, just even for your sweetness, Lord, residing with her. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, and I just pray in the Kandarikiatara, Shambarakotaraki. You know, and the Lord, I mean, I don't know if you're saying in your spirit, like, hey, Lord, I need a trail to follow. I would need to follow a trail. The Lord will give you that if you ask him. He will show you where the trail is. But he also knows that you are equipped for more than that, and to sustain and to function more in a very unique ways to in, even stable. They may not be in the natural senses a place that would seem stable, but in the place where he calls you to in faith, to step in, they will be stable places. And even as I was reading earlier, that his grace is sufficient even in that place and in that gift I was reading in 2 Corinthians 9:8, where it says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. And the abundance is the generosity of God's grace and through your life. So praise God. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. Beautiful. And do you have any prayer requests we can pray with you or for you?
No, not tonight.
Okay, thank you. Did you want to share anything with the listeners?
Oh, God is good all the time.
He is faithful. Yeah. Well, praise God. Thank you so much for joining us and the privilege to pray with you.
Amen. Thank you. Have a blessed night.
You're welcome. You too. Bye. Okay. Okay. Let's go to 608-960. Good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Shannon in Wisconsin.
All righty. Thank you for joining us. Let me close your line and pray for you. And then caller 323, I'll be right back for you. So thank you, Lord. So, Father God, we thank you for Shannon. Father, we just lift him up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, Lord, just for his placement. So I see kind of like a, I don't know if that's considered cargo, but I don't know if that is or not. But it's like that thing that's connected to a train, like the each one is separate and it has its own container and its own process and function, but it's still connected to the train and on the path and on the track. So, but I'm seeing your little, I don't know if that's like a little cargo bin or whatever that's called, and it's being connected and the connection to the train, you know. So I, in association, as I say, would, you know, like the body of Christ and staying on track with how the Spirit is leading. And you have, again, just your own compartment, your own place. And just like on a train, you know, I believe all those things carry different things and different measures, but they're all connected and they all have a purpose in it, and a starting point and an ending point. And, you know, they're each fulfilled in their own way and in their own measure. And it's according to the Holy Spirit, you know, and his sufficiency of grace for your life. Within that. So we thank you, Lord, just for the connections, God, and the connection, Father, to the train, God, and to being mobile and to trust, Lord, even the process, Lord, that trusting the process that you have him in, Father, and how you're directing and guiding in Jesus' name, Lord, and that you fuel the way for him, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and, you know, really nothing will get you off track. I'm just saying you're connected to that, and you're not off track. So we thank you, Jesus, for that, God. We just thank you, Lord, for just even your abiding glory, Lord, and your oil to continue on, Lord, to make that a smooth, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, God, and his fellowship. Father, we thank you for the anointing. We thank you, God, again, for his fellowship in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I'm just trying to see if the Lord is going to show, like, what's inside of this compartment thing, but He's not. I was curious there. But I'm not seeing any revelation into that. So praise God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can get prayer for a huge financial debt I got to deal with and that everything works out. It's going to take me a little bit of a process to gather information and work toward that. But it's pretty stressful. And then also for connection with the woman that God has for me.
Okay. Let me mute your phone line. I'll pray for you. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for the wisdom of God, Lord, that you would bestow, God, that you would do exceedingly and abundantly, Lord, more than we could ask or even imagine, Father God, as Shannon is fielding out the information and the process for this financial resolution and solutions, Father God, and this debt, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that he's reasoning with you, God, that he's coming and humbling himself and acknowledging you in all of his ways, Lord. We ask, Lord, in your faithfulness that you're directing his steps and his path, God, and even his thoughts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even conversations, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you, Father God, for putting the right people in his path at the right time, Lord, and for the right reasons and the right seasons, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, just your peace to be with him, Lord, and your grace, Lord, in every step, Father God. Lord, and I thank you, Father God, because as your word says, as we come unto his kingdom, his throne of God, that we can find grace in our time of need, Lord. So I pray for every step that he's taking to take responsibility as he is, Father, and acknowledging you, God, that as you reason with him with your wisdom, that you would guide him and direct him in each step, he would find your grace, God, a glimmer of your grace, God, and hope in your word, God. And we thank you, Father God, for just maneuvering in such a way, Lord, that brings great understanding and great resolution at the same time, Father. We ask that you work with your grace and his favor for that in Jesus' name. And Lord, we also ask for the connection for him to be married, God, and to have a godly relationship, Father, and companionship that would lead to marriage, Father. And we pray, whoever this woman is, that she would be preparing and asking you as well, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for crossing their paths, Father, and having them meet, Lord, or if they've already met, Lord, and didn't know at the time, God, then we ask that you would put this in remembrance, that they would cross paths again. And we thank you, Lord, for doing a work, God, for when he's asked, I believe even the first time he's asked, Lord, that you knew who this woman would be, God, that you prayed her name from your throne of grace, God, that you said, oh, yes, Shannon shall be with, and you spoke her name. Lord, so we thank you for doing your work on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Have a great week.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks. Okay. Let's go back here to 323-572. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Good evening. 323-572. Would you like prayer this evening? You had your hand up. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's see if I can find who this is. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Let me just pray a blessing over you. Okay. We're good there. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for every caller who has joined us this evening, Father. We thank you, Lord, just for your fountain, God, your fountain that brings faith, that brings refreshing. We thank you, Lord, for wellsprings, Lord, that touch our spirits and our soul in very deep places. Lord, that we would be people that belong to you and yield to your ways and to your voice, Father. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for just keep speaking, Lord, and directing and guiding. And we thank you for your blessings of life, God, that you impart, unto us. And we receive it. We receive your life, Lord. Let every area in our lives, God, anything that needs to be resuscitated with life, the life of God, and the light of life. Let that come now, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, and I pray, Lord, for your people that they would have dreams, Lord, that you would speak to them and impart your generosity, Father God, in dreams and in directions, Lord. And I pray, Father God, just even for those who may have had hopes in certain areas, Lord, that haven't come through, whether it's in the workplace or I know some people are asking for homes that have lived in apartments all their lives, Lord, that that you would just bring your impartation, God, and to guide them, Lord, with your spirit, Father God, into all truth, God, in Jesus' name. And whatever that might be, whatever that might look like, Lord, so we thank you. And we ask, Lord, that you would be Lord of our prayers and that you would perfect our prayers, Lord, that we would not ask amiss, but you would perfect that which we're asking for. We thank you for every provision and for your guidance and just for really your deep fellowship, Lord, and even this, intensely personal and deeply private places of repentance that bring forth worship unto you, Lord, for you are holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Have your rightful place in our hearts and in our homes and in our families, Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you would use us to bring forth the light and the truth to others with the gospel, God, that they would regenerate and be renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit and the washing of your word, God, that you would use us, Lord, to save souls. Lord, give us your wisdom to save souls, Father, and we thank you, Lord, that you bestow wisdom, and we ask for it, God, and we ask for the impartation of your wisdom, even in our dreams, Father, we ask now. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, God bless you all. God bless you, and shalom.